With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. Four new positive cases of COVID-19 in the Cayman Islands.
All of these positive cases relate to traveller incidents. Two had travelled themselves and two others were immediately related with contacts to travellers themselves.
As you heard live right here on Radio Cayman today, Chief Medical Officer Dr. John Lee stressed that all four patients are in isolation, either since their symptoms developed or since they traveled. Anyone who has come into contact with them is also being tested.
Of the people that have tested positive, their age range is between 21 and 83 years. Five of which are males and seven are females. And four of them, and these are in fact the older people involved, have long-term health conditions.
There is still no word on the one inconclusive case seen in Cayman that has been sent to the Caribbean Public Health Agency for review. Otherwise, the latest numbers are 207 tested, 194 negatives, 12 positives, and one death. After 3 days of a hard curfew, Saturday saw long lines and a rush on the supermarkets, which sparked today's decision by local lawmakers to do even more to limit the number of people streaming to the stores during our soft curfew hours. Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller brings us government's latest strategy.
Saturday's press conference was thick with disappointment over the rush residents made on local supermarkets after a three-day hard curfew.
Yesterday proved a great challenge with respect to the operations of the supermarkets, not so much inside, but certainly managing the queues outside the door. And I think we're all in agreement that that sort of arrangement significantly increases the risk of transmission, community transmission of the virus because of the sheer number of people who are in relative close proximity to each other.
This afternoon, Premier the Honorable Alda McLaughlin says there will be a different strategy going forward.
Starting tomorrow morning, Monday the 30th of March, until further notice, adults with the last name beginning in A through K will be allowed to enter supermarkets in order to shop for essential goods on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Adults with the last name beginning in L through Z or Z, will be allowed to enter supermarkets in order to shop for essential goods on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays.
The premier urged families to send one adult only from each household and to leave kids at home where possible. Supermarkets have adjusted their hours to accommodate the crowds and have set up special services for seniors, disabled persons, pregnant women, and essential workers. Make sure to head to our website, radiokman.gov.ky, for the full breakdown of store hours. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
Almost full compliance and no significant policing issues during Cayman's hard curfew overnight. That according to Commissioner of Police, Derek Byrne.
Looking at Little Cayman, no issues at all overnight. Cayman BRAC, 11 interceptions by police, two persons in one vehicle found to be in breach of curfew order, and they were both warned for prosecution, no requirement to arrest. Grand Cayman last night, or overnight, 66 vehicle interceptions, one person found to be in breach.
During today's COVID-19 briefing, the commissioner reported that in addition to the curfew breaches, there were four breaches of the criminal law. Last night, one person was caught driving under the influence, exceeding the limit by large numbers. He was prosecuted for driving under the influence as well as breach of curfew.
We dealt with a domestic violence incident and two disorderly conducts occurring in the family home. So not breach of curfew, but criminal offences dealt with by the police last night. Today, so far, the soft curfew is going quite well. There is significantly less traffic movement around Grand Cayman. Checkpoints are in place at strategic locations across Grand Cayman.
While there are still some concerns surrounding the beaches, the commissioner says the helicopter is paying particular attention to the beaches and strata complexes across the island. He says there have been no major reports of any marine breaches so far. And again, the reminder, should breaches prove too difficult for police to handle, we could see a return of a full 24/7 lockdown. His Excellency the Governor Martin Roper today said there has been a great deal of international development when it comes to finding a vaccine for COVID-19. But that said, it is still going to take a long time.
The UK is in the forefront of those efforts and has announced a contribution of £210 million to the international coalition trying to find a vaccine. That's the single biggest contribution of any country in the world at the moment.
His Excellency says as we move into this COVID-19 crisis, this will be the key challenge, and a lot of work's being done behind the scenes on how we move forward. While we are hearing stories about the challenges of maintaining social distancing, today I stopped in at the Barkham Esso to see how they were managing. What I saw? 6-foot distancing lines in front of the cash register and sneeze guards placed in front of the cashiers and other customer-facing personnel.
This sneeze guard here is to protect not just the staff, but also the customers. Here in the Cayman Islands, we care for all. Okay, so it's important, it's critical that we comply with the government regulations and stay safe, Cayman.
Cashiers, by the way, also were wearing gloves, and there is a sanitizer available right at the counter. Since the store already had a buzzer system in place for entry, controlling the maximum number of people at any one time is pretty straightforward. By the way, my apologies to the operator who asked me not to identify him, but I did think it was important for the public to hear what local businesses are doing to try to protect us all. And a bit of sports news in the COVID-19 era, the Cayman Islands Football Association has taken precautionary steps following recommendations from the Cayman Islands government and various sports authorities to fight against COVID-19. National players and club players have been instructed to do individual training sessions, which will consist of physical, tactical, technical, and psychological and social training for the athletes.
We sent out physical exercise plans, which consist of upper body, lower body, core exercise plans, along with an anaerobic and an aerobic program to also follow. These differ in sets and reps depending on the age of the player. So we've sent them out to U15s, to U17s, as well as senior men and women. So the difficulty will obviously increase. And what we've tried to do is adapt these exercises so you need little to no exercise equipment, as we realise that unfortunately people are prevented from using the gyms.
Coach Pugh, head of coaching at CIFA, says they've also sent out videos with technical information for the players to follow surrounding ball mastery, as the relationship with the ball is extremely important.
Over the coming week, we're putting together individual development plans for all of our players, which will be largely player-led. So there's an ownership on the player to complete, which will have tactical tasks around watching their own performances back or watching elite individuals who play in the same position and doing analysis on those. There'll be more technical programs for them to follow, so stuff they can do inside the house, stuff they can do outside of the house, as long as they've got a football. And there'll also be some psychological and social, as I said, kind of workshops and tasks for them to follow as well, to keep themselves in the best mind frame.
But without the kind of one-on-one interaction we're used to seeing, how can a coach hold an athlete accountable? Coach Ben says there is a large element of trust that players will follow the program. They say they'll also be monitoring activities via WhatsApp or other digital platforms.
We've even spoken about players sending evidence in, so whether that be a short video or photos, or especially for the younger players, having a parent sign off they'd done the program and then sending that to us. And we've also spoken about the idea of those players who have smartwatches actually sending that data to us so we can record it. But ultimately, the biggest thing is that element of trust. We have to hope that the players are doing it, and because ultimately it's for them as much as it's for the national team and it's for the team. Individually, players recognise the importance that if they're not doing it, then when we come back round to training, it will be clear that they haven't been doing it, and unfortunately they'll fall behind.
One player for sure who is dedicated to her craft is 11-year-old Olivia Thorpe. Ollie, as she's known to her peers, trains with the 345 Football Club on a regular basis. She tells Radio Cayman Dionne Anglin about her football training program and how she's coping with it.
In the football program, they send you videos and they send a message of different football activities and skills that you can do. And you try to either do as well as you can do it, as smooth as you can do it, or as fast as you can do it. And you video yourself for 10 seconds. And then usually after we play some more football.
Awesome. So what do you think about it? What do you think about the program that you received?
I think it's beneficial because it keeps me still on my toes, and it gives me something to do, even though the fact that instead of just sitting in my room all day, and it keeps me up on track so I don't miss out, and it keeps me fit.
And have you seen any improvement in your skill?
Yeah, because I just keep practicing and go over things. Maybe if it's not something new that I'm learning or something that I'm just going over and over. But yeah, I think it's beneficial.
And have you heard anything from your other teammates? Are they doing the same thing, and are they as consistent as you are?
It isn't to everyone, and a couple of my friends who go there are doing it, and I think that they also think it's beneficial.
Is there anything that you want to say? Anything else you would like to say about the program?
I'm I'm very grateful that they've taken the time to send us the videos, even though they probably have other things doing regarding to the club, yet they still have taken the time out to help us and try to keep us fit.
Ollie Thorpe there, 345 Football Club, speaking with Radio Cayman's Dion Anglin. And just a quick reminder of some of the changes. Today, there were 4 new positive cases of COVID-19 announced in the Cayman Islands. Chief Medical Officer Dr. John Lee said all of the positive cases relate to either travelers or people immediately related to travelers. Also today, a change in when we will be able to shop. Adults with the last name beginning A through K will be able to enter supermarkets on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Adults with the last names L through Z will be allowed to enter on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Saturdays. We are all being urged to send one adult only from each household and leave children at home where possible. You will need to have some kind of identification with you to enter the store during your allotted time. We've posted details on our website at radiokman.gov.ky. You can also check our Facebook page and gov.ky/coronavirus. There are also some special services and accommodations for seniors, disabled persons, pregnant women, and essential workers. That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's Newsroom. I'm April Cummings.